Number 1.
What kind of apartment are you looking for, Ms. Thompson?
Well, I want to live somewhere where pets are allowed. It doesn't have to be that big, and I don't care if it has a good view or not.
I see. Does it have to be in a quiet area?
No, I just need to be able to move in with my dog.
Question. What kind of apartment is Ms. Thompson looking for? Number 2.
I'll see you in math class, George. I lost my pencil, so I've got to go to my locker to get another one.
Didn't you take everything in your locker home yesterday? The lockers are being painted this afternoon.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I did take everything home. Do you have an extra pencil I can borrow?
Sorry, I don't. Maybe Mr. James can lend you one.
Question. What is the girl's problem? Number 3.
Hi, Mom. It's Daniel. Guess what? I'm coming home from England for Christmas this year.
Really? That's wonderful. When are you coming? I thought you were going to travel around Asia.
I'll do that next summer instead. I'll be back in the U.S. on December 16th.
Okay, can't wait to see you.
Question. What is one thing the man says? Number 4.
Welcome to the Jefferson Street Grill. Are you ready to order?
I can't decide. Everything looks so good. Is there anything you recommend?
Certainly. Tonight's special is the sampler platter. You can try our steak, fried chicken, and fish of the day, which is Alaskan salmon.
Oh, I'll have that. I'll be able to taste a few different things from the menu.
Question. Why will the woman order the sampler platter? Number 5.
Janet, I want to get my hair cut. Can you recommend a good place?
Sure, Dean. The hair salon I usually go to has a lot of good hairdressers.
Is it expensive? I can't really spend too much.
Well, a little bit. But I can give you a discount coupon.
Question. What does Dean ask Janet to do? Number
6. Hi, Mom. Look what I found in the park.
Oh, my goodness. A baby cat. She's probably lost. We should try to find her owner.
Well, I think she's hungry. Mom, can we keep her? Please?
I don't think so, Billy. Someone will be looking for her. But let's get her something to eat first. Then let's make some posters to put around the neighborhood.
Question. What does the woman suggest to her son? Number 7.
Hello, I'd like to buy 3 cases of orange soda, but they're too heavy for me to carry home. Is there a delivery service?
Well, we offer free delivery if you live nearby. If you don't, we charge a small fee.
My house is on James Street, about 4 blocks away.
There's no delivery charge then. You can pay for the soda now, and we'll have it delivered to your house for free.
Question. What will the woman probably do next? Number 8.
The rent for our new apartment might be expensive, but at least it includes water, gas, and electricity.
Honey, I think you're wrong. We have to pay for the electricity separately. Do you know where the contract is?
I packed it in one of these boxes.
Well, I'll call the apartment manager and check, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right.
Question: What does the man think? Number 10.
Hanako, I'd like to talk to you in my office.
Sure, Mr. Norton. Can I help you with something?
Well, the company has decided to start selling our new product line in Japan. Since you speak Japanese, I'd like you to lead the sales team. There'll be more work to do, but you'll also get a pay raise.
Thank you. I promise to do my best.
Question: What is one thing we learn about the woman? Number 9.
George, have you watched those DVDs I lent you last month?
I've watched two of them so far, but not the other two. Sorry, but I've been a bit busy.
Don't worry. I don't need them back right away. I was just wondering what you thought of them.
Well, of the two I watched, I especially liked Lost in Brazil. The characters were really interesting.
Question: Why does the woman ask George about the DVDs? Number 11.
I'm really happy you were able to visit New York, June. Is there anything special you'd like to see while you're here? Like some famous buildings?
Well, I'm not too interested in tourist spots, but I would like to go to some photography exhibitions.
Okay, let's take a look on the internet tonight, and you can choose some to go to.
Great, thanks.
Question: What does June want to do in New York? Number 12.
Excuse me, could you move your truck, please? It's in front of my office, and I have a customer coming who needs to park there.
I'm sorry. I was just picking up some things from the shop next door. I'll be out of your way in a second.
Thank you. Could you use the parking lot across the street next time?
Yes, I'll be sure to do that.
Question: Why is the woman complaining? Number 13.
Professor Jackson, I'm having trouble finishing my story for the college newspaper.
Oh, the one we discussed? About the history of the college? Did you check the websites I gave you?
Yes, and they helped. I got some good information from the book you suggested, too. But the story's still not finished. It needs something extra.
Okay. Come to my office tomorrow afternoon, and we can try to finish it together.
Question: How will the college student probably finish writing his story? Number 14.
Excuse me, has the library closed yet? I think I left my reading glasses on one of the tables when I left.
I didn't see anything on the tables. I just locked the doors now, but I can go in and check for you to make sure.
I'd really appreciate that. I need my glasses to study tonight.
Okay, wait here. I'll go and check.
Question: What will the man do next? Number 15.
Skyways Airlines.
Hello, my name's Gail Gartner, and I'm flying on Skyways Flight 401 from Richmond to Boston this morning. Traffic's really bad, so I'm going to arrive at the airport late. I'm afraid I'll miss my flight.
Okay, ma'am. Let me check Flight 401. Actually, you're in luck. Flight 401 has been delayed. You might still be able to make it.
I'll try to get there soon.
Question. Why is the woman worried?